Greetings in Jesus' name on this 12th day of January, the year of our Lord 2021. It's currently 23 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day in the Lord. Thank you for praying for us. We were traveling yesterday, coming back to the great state of Maine from the Sunshine State, Florida. We spent the weekend in Florida at the Grace Baptist Church of DeBary, Florida, where I preached for Pastor Jake Samples. And it was a mission emphasis day, and God for sure emphasized the mission that we are to be involved in, which is a mission of faith. I preached all day long on faith and trusting the Lord and encouraging that church to just press on for Him. This church just finished purchasing a $500,000 piece of property, paid for it. It's all paid for. And now they're getting ready to build, I believe it's a $1.3 million building on the site. And they're going forward for Christ, for which we are eternally grateful. I'm busy about the Father's business today here in my office, seeking the Lord and studying and spending time alone with Him, and headed to teach Bible here in just a little while at the local Christian Academy, which we're grateful for that God has blessed us with, and then back to work on the house and making cabinets and all of the different things that are involved in that. And we're excited about what God is doing in our midst. And so thank you for praying for us and believing God with us, that He would encourage us and that He would help us in these days that we're living in, these days of pandemic, these days where people are literally overcome with fear. May we, as the people of God, rule that fear with what we call from the Word of God, faith. And I believe the Lord can help us. And may He do that in our day and age in which we're living. If you have a copy of the Scriptures today, I would invite you to look with me in Matthew chapter number 9 and verse number 37. Then saith He unto His disciples. I want you to notice the audience in which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is preaching to in this passage of Scripture. He is preaching to the disciples. He says to the disciples, number one, the harvest truly is plenteous. And so we don't need to debate the fact today of whether the harvest is plenteous. As I mentioned previously, I just came back from Florida, and we found out that even in Florida, the harvest truly is plenteous. We've witnessed to people. I had an interesting story happen the other night. My wife was getting ready for church on Sunday night, and I said, look, I'm ready. I'm going out and going to witness to this couple that just walked by our little cabin. And so the guy had on a cowboy hat, and I just went over and said, hey, cowboy. And he turned around, and come to find out, him and his dear wife were missionaries to China. Secret mission, missionaries to China. They ended up coming to church with us, and my, what a wonderful story. Oh, the harvest is plenteous. Everywhere you go, talking to people, chatting with people, sharing the gospel with people. And don't try to deny what the Lord Jesus Christ has taught us in this passage of Scripture. He said, the harvest truly is plenteous. There's all kind of harvest out there in our world today, and we must be seeking the lost at any cost. But then he says, second of all, to the disciples, but the laborers are few. They're few in number. Workers for Christ. Where are today the workers for Christ? Where are those that will put in effort and serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Where are those that are going to build a Christian academy, a Sunday school program, a master's clubs, an Awana program? Where are those at today? Where are the workers? The laborers are a few. I marvel at how little time we put into our local churches around this great globe. May God arrest our hearts today, and may He put us under deep conviction and help us to realize all we're doing is sitting. We're not serving. We come and sit and very rarely serve. We're not working for Christ. We just come and sit and hear the sermon and we leave, and we come back and hear the sermon and we leave. We must be workers for Christ. Christ said to pray for laborers because the laborers are few. Let's just answer that prayer ourselves today and say, praise God, I'm going to be a laborer for the Lord. I'm going to work for Him through His church. I'm going to build the Sunday school. I'm going to build the local church. I'm going to help the preacher. I'm going to help around the grounds. I'm going to build the church for the glory of God. I'm going to be a laborer for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, terrific Tuesday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.